Each year, a great number of immigrants come to Washington State. Out of all the immigrants in Washington, Vietnam contributes the second most. In the U.S., Vietnamese are the fifth largest immigrant group. About 41,000 people born in Vietnam immigrate to Washington each year and apply for U.S. citizenship. Whenever people travel, stories develop, but for immigrants, it's a story of their experience entering and gaining citizenship. Fundamentally, it affects their identity and sense of self. The following stories tell of their travel, first impressions, and emotions. How would you feel if you had to start a new life in another country?
I'm Melissa Locke, and I worked with Lonnie Farley, Raymond Kettner, and Natalie Bacar. And we interviewed two boys at Hamilton Middle School about their experience as Vietnamese immigrants. Phong Nguyen is 14 years old and came to the U.S. when he was 12. Nam, 12, came to the U.S. a year ago. For them, the journey traveling to the U.S. was both exciting and scary. We talked to them about their first impressions and feelings in the U.S. And Phong Nguyen replied,
I feel very happy because I see U.S. person walking around and talking. It's very friendly.
But Nam had other feelings.
I feel very scared because I don't know English much.
When a family decides to leave their home country, it's hard for everyone because they have to leave someone or something behind. Though in some cases, a family is meeting relatives who already live in the U.S. This was true for Phong Nguyen, who was sad to leave Vietnam but also glad about reuniting with his family. Phong's aunt lived here in the U.S., and Nam informed us that his aunt lived here also.
Usually people immigrate to the U.S. because there are more opportunities than in their home country. For example, we asked Phong Nguyen and Nam what opportunities were here in the U.S. that they didn't have in Vietnam. Phong Nguyen wanted people to know about his experience as an immigrant to this country.
U.S. is a good land for people to go to study and learn something else, like when you grow up, you can be an engineer or a doctor.
The education in Vietnam does not open up as many opportunities than if you were to get an education in the U.S. For example, the technology in Vietnam is not as advanced, so lots of Vietnamese travel from Vietnam to obtain themselves a better education.
Each year, Vietnamese come to Washington State. Most of these immigrants apply to be a U.S. citizen, which they hope will open up opportunities that they didn't have in their homeland. We learned from Phong Nguyen and Nam that when people change their lifestyle, it's not easy, but it can bring positive experiences in the future. We learned that every immigrant's journey can be fascinating and very significant.